boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. Most kids like to belong to a good club, and we want you to join this one. I'm Aunt Carolyn, here to bring you a good Bible story. Maybe you'll want to get a little snack to nibble while you listen, but first, get a pencil and paper ready, because I have news for you. It's a special offer, and I know you'll want in on it, so get the pencil as the choir begins our Bible club meeting. Thank you, choir, for that good message and song. Who wouldn't want to be a part of a club that sings like that? And here's how. Just write to me and give me the call letters of this good station and say you want to be a member of the Children's Bible Club. Write me, Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32572, USA. That's Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32572, USA. Or you can email us at childrensbibleclub@juno.com. Adults who'd like a free catalog may call toll-free 1-877-626-7030 and leave your name and address. There's some exciting things going on at the CBC, and we want you to be a part of it all. And now, about that special offer. It's new and it's fun. It's a little monthly Children's Bible Club letter called Kids News. It's full of good stuff. Puzzles, pictures to color, a Bible story, and more. You'll be surprised. If you'd like to receive your copy each month, write to me and just say Kids News and print your name and address. Now, we can't send it to you if we don't know your name and address, so be sure to print it plainly. I'm excited about Kids News, and I think you will be too, so send for your copy today. Now, let's share a good letter from a young Bible clubber. Dear Aunt Carolyn, thank you for your nice Bible stories. I listened to you on WMUU in Greenville, South Carolina. Yesterday, you asked who was the father of Manasseh and Ephraim. This morning, I was reading in Genesis in my devotions, and I found the answer to your question, Joseph. And Elith is right, and so we're glad to hear from her, and we're glad that she's a member of the Children's Bible Club. And if others of you missed the address I gave a minute ago, the announcer will repeat it at the end of the program, and I hope to hear from you this week. And now, here's the choir again. door of the ark was shut. For a week the ark sat, and nothing happened. Perhaps Noah could hear people outside calling, "What are you doing in there, Noah? I'm glad it's you and not us in there with all those beasts." They may have laughed at Noah for being closed up in a huge boat on dry land, but God had given Noah a command, and Noah obeyed. He did not question God. 5, 6, 7 days passed, and nothing happened. But on the 8th day, drops of water began to fall from the sky. Then the drops of rain came down in such torrents that people ran in fear and panic. Rain fell from heaven. Water stored under the earth poured forth in great upheaval. And the terrible storm raged in all its fury for 40 days and 40 nights. As the waters began to rise, perhaps some of the folks outside pounded on the ark, begging Noah to let them in. But it was too late. The door was shut. All their begging and pleading did no good. Noah had warned them for years and years, and the time to escape was past. The waters rose up, 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 over the hills, over the trees, and over the mountains. The ark floated in perfect safety, but outside there was no high place left for people to climb. The whole earth was covered with rushing, roaring floodwaters, and everything on the earth was drowned. Animals, birds, insects, reptiles, yes, and people. Men, women, children, babies, all were drowned and destroyed. It seems terrible that the animals also had to die. They hadn't sinned. It was the people who had sinned. But we just don't understand how awful, how vile sin is to our holy God. Even nature suffered death because of man's rejection of God. Oh, if we knew how bad sin is to God, we would run from it. At last, the noise of the rain pounding on the ark roof stopped. What a relief it was to Noah. But it still must have been very noisy in there. Lions roaring, elephants trumpeting, cows mooing, peacocks shrieking, roosters crow. What a racket! And Noah and his family were kept plenty busy feeding and tending that gigantic menagerie. Some of the animals probably became like pets after a year of such loving care. A year? Yes! They were in that ark over a year altogether. After the 7th month, the ark went bump, bump, and settled on Mount Ararat. And God remembered Noah. When the waters of the giant flood began to subside, God sent a strong wind to dry them up more quickly. And at last, Noah opened the window of the ark and sent out a big black raven and a soft, gentle dove. The raven stayed out, satisfied with the mud and muck and dead. But the dove came back because she couldn't find any food to eat or a place to light. A week later, Noah sent her out again. Again she came back, but with a leaf in her mouth, and Noah knew that the waters had gone down. He waited another week and sent that dear little dove out a third time. He waited, but the dove never returned, and Noah was assured that the waters were dried up. What joy there was on board when God told Noah to open the great door and let the animals and his family out. "Go out," God said, "and let your family and all the animals replenish the earth." Oh, if it was a parade when the animals went into the ark, what was it when they left? It was an orderly procession because God does everything decently and in order. But after being cooped up in that ark so long, they must have been happy, happy to get out. That was cause for trumpeting and crowing and mooing, too. The animals scattered in every direction to find new food and new homes and begin their new families. And Noah's family went out, too. How glad they were to be out in the fresh air and sunshine with room to stretch and breathe. And what do you think they did? Did they jump and shout? Did they have a big party to celebrate? No, they built an altar, took some of the clean animals, and offered a sacrifice to God. They bowed down and thanked God for sparing them through the flood. They thanked him for his mercy and love. And God was very pleased with their offering and thankful hearts. God made a wonderful promise that he would never again destroy all the earth with a flood. And he gave a beautiful sign to remind them of his promise. Up in the heavens appeared a lovely rainbow.